We have reports of some terrific fishing at our local lakes, as well as Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs. And we also had the final report from the spring turkey hunt. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, following the wettest April on record, along with 3 years of limited wild turkey reproductive success, these are the things blamed for the reduced harvest during the 2012 spring turkey hunt. The season kicked off with rainy conditions, and things only seemed to get wetter as the weeks continued. During the nearly five-week season that concluded May 12th, Illinois hunters bagged an unofficial total of 15,121 wild turkeys. The previous record in 2006 showed a total of 16,605, so a little over 1,000 birds less than the record. And in addition, early harvest figures show one county, Macoupin County, among the handful of counties yielding more than 300 turkeys. The top five counties for spring harvest in the north zone were Joe Davies with 534, Pike with 522, Fulton with 449, Adams with 415, and Macoupin with 343. In the south zone, the best counties were Jefferson with 402, Pope with 356, Union with 324, Randolph with 321, and Wayne with 314. In each case, the county totals include the regular and youth season's preliminary harvest figures. A total of 746 turkeys were taken during the youth season in the south zone and in the north zone. Hunters in the south zone counties and special hunt areas harvested 6,469 turkeys, which was a decrease in harvest from 6,916 last year. The north zone total of 8,652 wild turkeys compares with last year's total of 9,649. Harvest during the 2006 record hunt totaled 6,530 in the south zone and 10,075 in the north zone. Locally, only Madison County lies in the south zone. Calhoun, Green, Macoupin, Morgan, and Jersey are all in the state's northern zone. And right now, bagging slightly fewer birds than last year, Macoupin County hunters finished among the state's best. Here, hunters bagged 343 spring birds compared to 346 last year. The Green County harvest was also down slightly, 236 compared to 257. Calhoun County hunters actually found better success, where the harvest climbed from last year's 289 to 305 this spring. In Jersey County, the harvest was 213 birds, down 32 from last year. Madison County hunters also experienced reduced success. Here, the harvest dropped from 291 last year to 243 this year. Morgan County hunters also found significantly fewer birds, bagging a total of 158 birds, down from 225 last year. And the story was also the same in Montgomery County, where hunters harvested 186 turkeys compared to 212 in 2010. So weather played the key role there, probably more than anything. But if you're a fisherman, we still have great fishing going on. Virtually every lake is yielding good crappie action. The bluegill bite is about to turn on. Largemouth bass fishing is coming into its own once again, and the catfish bite is going full steam. Okay, we're going to take a brief break. Be back with more right after these messages.
Do you have something to buy?
Yes.
Sell?
Yes.
Trade?
I love the trade.
Then the WSMI Trading Post is for you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
I sure do thank y'all.
Thank you.
Oh, and I got one other thing.
I have a love seat. We've got an older accordion.
Who's the world's most famous accordion player?
Weird Al Yankovic.
So maybe he is. I had a CD when I was younger.
Catch the Post weekdays 9:45 on WSMI AM 1540.
Okay, we're back, and as we mentioned, fishing is looking up at Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs. At Carlisle Lake right now, conditions are different. The water is still high, but it's going down, and new recreational areas are opening regularly here. In fact, Carlisle Lake is receding after reaching its second highest crest in the lake's history on May 5th. On that date, the lake level climbed to 458.25 feet. The previous record high was 459.80, which occurred on May of 2002. The release rate is currently about 10,000 cubic feet per second, and the target pool elevation is 445. As the pool continues to recede, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is working to reopen facilities as quickly as possible. Campsites are available on a first-come basis at Loop 3 of Dam West, McNair Campground, and East Spillway Campground. More sites at Dam West and Boulder are opening as well, and these will remain available on a first-come, first first serve basis. The Horseshoe Island Boat Ramp, Dam West, Boulder High Water Boat Ramps are available for boat launching. The Dam West, McNair, Keysport Beaches are scheduled to open by Memorial Day weekend. And Eldon Hazlett State Park is also opening as we speak. So plenty of opportunities there. And as far as fishing goes at Carlisle, in the lake, catfish are very active in the lake. Cut shad, night crawlers, and cheese baits are producing most of the catches. And trot lines are also yielding good catches with the leeches. Good catches of crappie are also being reported. Anglers will need to experiment with the depth since the lake is high. Tube jigs and minnows are producing most of the fish right now. And the white bass action is still rated poor in the lake. However, in the spillway, white bass are rated very good. The white bass bite is on in the river. Tube jigs, minnows, and curly tails are producing the greatest catches right now. And the catfish are also rated good and starting to become active. Cut shad and shad, night crawlers are baits of choice right now. Also, some of the commercial baits are working as well. Good crappie and good sauger action also reported in the tailwater, so plenty of good fishing to be found there. Now, in the Rend Lake in the state's southern reaches, the crappie have moved shallow to spawn as the bite is excellent. You can fish a minnow in and around the buckbrush under a slip bobber about 12 to 18 feet inches deep. The Gun Creek, Markham, Jackie Branch, and Sandusky Necks are all producing fish. The catfish bite is also excellent at Rend. They're moving into shallow water. Waltonville and Bonnie Dams are producing good shoreline fishing. The fish are being caught in the Ina boat ramp area as well. If you're fishing trot lines and jugs, try fishing outside the Ina and Bonna area. Both are working very well for catfish. And the jugs in the shallow water, place them there in the backs of the necks and use the wind to drift the jugs. That seems to be working best. Bass fishermen are finding the fish extremely scattered. You might find a stretch of four or five key bushes that have some catchable fish. The black beaver baits were working very well, pitched in and around cover near the brush. A few fish were caught out in front of the cover, 10 to 12 feet deep at a depth of... in 10 to 12 feet of water, at a depth of 4 to 5 feet on Texas rigged lizards and brush hogs. And typical of Rend is you need to cover a lot of water to catch those bass. So you got to keep searching the bushes to find the 4 or 5 key bushes that are holding them. Right now, tournament weights are running 14 to 15 pounds to win on an average, and big bass weights are down somewhere to slightly over 5 pounds. Also seeing a lot of bluegill coming from Rend right now. At Lake Shelbyville, the crappie bite is winding down. There's still plenty of crappie being caught, but many of the anglers are now turning their attention to the white bass. These fish are really turning on at Lake Shelbyville. They're in about 14 to 20 feet of water, suspended down about 8 to 12 feet. Try fishing a little George-type lures and cutting them down, and then reeling for a brief break, and then letting it drop again. The whites, when they hit, are hitting very hard. The walleye are shallow, too, at Lake Shelbyville, and before this cold front, they were being caught in good numbers. As these waters continue to warm now, I think we'll see some very good fishing for walleye in the next few weeks. The core is currently dropping the lake about 4 inches a day, so shallow fish are being pulled out and forced to relocate every day. These next few weeks should bring the best walleye action of the entire year. And as it starts to wind down, the catfish bite will turn on. As you know, Lake Shelbyville is a great catfishing lake, and some of that best action occurs in mid to late June. So lots of good fishing to be found there too. So as you can see, we got some great fishing coming up, and much of it will occur in the next 6 weeks. So now's the time to grab your fishing pole and head out. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.